This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:08, 8 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL, 74 degrees. We're looking for a very muggy day, partly sunny, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Some thunderstorms that may produce some damaging winds. High temperatures in the low 90s. We are talking about a very muggy day here today. In fact, before we get started with the rest of the news, we'll talk about the weather. Orange County and the Triangle could see some severe weather this afternoon. Here's the National Weather Service's Shauna Coakley.
We are expecting a line of severe thunderstorms to move through later this afternoon into the evening hours. And as you said, those could bring some damaging wind gusts. Maybe at 60 miles an hour, maybe a little more than that.
Now, people need to be worried about this from the standpoint of any tornado activity, any of that sort of thing?
We're primarily looking at a wind threat. There may be some hail. An isolated tornado is possible. We're not expecting widespread tornadic activity, but I would advise anybody to find a way to stay tuned to local media to get updates.
So our forecast calls for a 50% chance of showers and or thunderstorms today and tonight. Any chance of getting any of that heavy rain that we've had so much of in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, you can definitely feel the moisture in the air. So any storms that move through will have the potential to bring some heavy rain with them.
Once again, that is Shauna Coakley of the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. We'll be in touch with him throughout the day and have updates for you on the forecast. It could get ugly a little later on in the day. Right now, we're just predicting a very muggy day. High today in the low 90s, about 92 or 93, and a 50% chance of rain today and tonight. Minister Robert Campbell, president of the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, says the ongoing Moral Monday protests demonstrate democracy in North Carolina.
It looked like all those people that were standing out in the rain, all those people that were standing there, letting their voice and be heard, that we want to preserve the integrity of what North Carolina is.
More than 200 different groups were represented in the Moral Monday protest this week. Many of the people representing their communities, many from right here in Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County. Campbell says it's very important for people to represent their community at these protests since there are many people who simply can't make it.
The voices are coming together saying, you know, we want to preserve North Carolina.
The Moral Monday protests have continued for 6 weeks now, and Minister Campbell anticipates that they'll continue to have these protests until many of the groups are satisfied with the government.
How long shall we fight until righteous and justice strive like a blossom flower? How long shall we stand as long as there is a need to correct an injustice? So it seems like we'll be there for generations.
The Moral Monday protests present the North Carolina government with an opposition of citizens who stand together against some new legislation. Minister Campbell and many others say they will continue to protest in Raleigh, demanding change and the preservation of North Carolina. We'll tell you about some of the things that these folks are fighting coming up in just a few moments here. But North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory said he's not backing down to the Moral Monday protesters, whose numbers have been growing into the thousands now. Chapel Hillians, Carborough residents, and residents of Orange County included in those demonstrations. McCrory told the Associated Press that, quoting here, outsiders are coming in, and they're going to try and do to us what they did to Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin. Reverend William Barber is the North Carolina president of the NAACP. He's been the central figure in this movement against the state general assembly. Barber says he's not relenting, although the governor has been working hard to denounce his efforts.
The bottom line is we're going to win. It's going to be tough, but right has always won, and the Constitution still stands, and our moral values of doing justice stand, and they have stood over against many tests and many tyrants.
As Barber spoke to activists who gathered in front of the General Assembly building for a second time this week for the NAACP's Witness Wednesday, he laughed at the notion that the protesters are outsiders and not from North Carolina. Laurel Ashton works with the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter of the NAACP and she was there for Witness Wednesday.
They're falling back on the tactics of George Wallace in the 1960s. He called Martin Luther King an outside agitator because he came 100 miles from Albany, and now they're just using the same rhetoric, and they're really just digging themselves into a deeper hole.
Witness Wednesday commemorated the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers, while also continuing their fight against a Republican-led state government. 8 people were arrested yesterday inside the state building during the event, including Durham City Council member Steve Shule. Fellow NAACP member and lawyer Al McShirley of Chapel Hill has attended many of these Moral Mondays. He's watched as the protesting has grown from a grassroots effort to what he calls a statewide movement.
And I have never seen, never in all of that time, as exciting and broad-based and deep-based fusion movement, that is, with black and white and Latino, gay and straight, religious, atheist, all holding hands together and marching together. We never had anything like this in the 60s.
Al McShirley is a well-known civil rights attorney who lives here in Chapel Hill, and he is certainly a veteran of many of those protests going back to the 60s. Barber said next week's Moral Monday will focus on environmental issues, and the following week they will focus on labor rights. The Rogers Road Task Force agreed on Wednesday to move forward with a couple of options for providing a sewer system without water services for that community. The first option will cost about $5.8 million and will serve 86 properties. The second option will cost $3.7 million in providing sewer services for 67 properties in the historic area of Rogers Road. The task force is made up of members from the Chapel Hill Town Council, Carborough Board of Aldermen, and the Orange County Commissioners, in addition to representatives from the neighborhood. They agreed to discuss those two less expensive options with their respective governing boards. An expanded plan costing more than $17 million and providing water services as well was proposed in an earlier meeting. Though there was some progress toward moving forward, Rogers Road resident Jeannie Stroud says after decades of waiting, she's tired of empty promises.
And then as a new group come in, the promise fades out. No one knows. They said, well, we can't stand behind that because that's past, or we don't have that in the records or whatever.
Stroud and only a few other neighbors actually attended the meeting.
The feeling in the community is frustration. That's why you don't see many people attending. If they're not burned out or dead, they're worn out.
Because the area is stretched over Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County jurisdictions, making decisions on how to provide services to the area hasn't been easy. Here's Carborough Board of Aldermen member Sammy Slade.
There is a sincere and very deep-rooted frustration by the Rogers Road community. This has been going on for too many years, since the beginning of the landfill opening.
A point of frustration for Slade and fellow Board of Aldermen member Michelle Johnson was when Commissioners Renee Price and Penny Ritz said that Orange County's agenda was full until the fall, making it impossible for a formal discussion about Rogers Road to happen until that time.
We had, coming out of the last meeting, made a motion asking that each of the boards share these proposals with their board so that the conversation over the summer would be an informed one, having a true sense of where the various boards stand.
Another point of contention was which plan would ultimately be better for the Rogers Road community. Some members of the task force seemed to favor the smaller, less expensive sewer system plan, while others wanted to provide more services to more residents.
I don't want them to make a choice out of a sense that the alternatives aren't viable. If the alternative is a problem to the historic Rogers Road community because it does represent a little more time required to implement it, then I'm respectful of that.
The next task force meeting is July 17th at the Solid Waste Administrative Offices on Eubanks Road. The group plans to begin drafting a report of what action will be taken by August 21st. The members then hope to review the drafted report to present to their respective jurisdictions, although the Board of County Commissioners will not have formally discussed the matter yet. And speaking of the commissioners, they'll hash out the final details on next year's budget when the board meets tonight. The budget won't be formally adopted until next week, but tonight commissioners will settle on a countywide property tax rate for fiscal year 2013-14 and decide the funding levels for both school systems in Orange County, the Orange County School System and the Chapel Hill Carborough City System. The board will also sign off on a 5-year capital spending plan and set the tax rates for the county's 12 fire districts. Tuesday's budget work session ran rather long, so tonight's meeting will start an hour earlier than usual so they can catch up. It will allow the board to finish departmental budget reviews. The meeting begins at 6 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Some meetings involving UNC interests today in Chapel Hill. That story and more coming up on WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Well, traffic around town certainly has picked up considerably. Let's check in with Rand Northam and find out what's going on.
Thank you very much, Ron. Yeah, things are still moving smoothly as far as traffic is concerned. That's good news. There are lots more cars out on the roadways as from when we started 2 years two hours ago.
Did we start? It seems like 2 years ago, doesn't it?
Just about. I-40 eastbound, do want to let you know about that between 751 and NC-55. That's Apex Highway. Seeing some slowdowns again, I-40 eastbound. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. We'll see how that is 2 years from now. Otherwise, things moving smoothly out on the roadways. And if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And as mentioned earlier as well, if you see any downed trees, power lines, anything like that, severe weather, puddles on the roadways, major ponds on the roadways. If we do get any of that severe weather a little bit later on today, you can also use that number, 967-8363, to let us know about that so we can pass the word along to people so they can avoid any hazardous areas.
And we started today's WCHL Morning News about 2 years ago, it seems. And I'm confident that all this road construction will still be going on Weaver Dairy Road 2 years from now as well. So we'll still be able to report on it.
Well played.
Thank you. Happy day. The Edmund Hoggins Singers once said. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. And if you haven't tried them, you're missing out on a real treat. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and they have that great chewy ice. And no matter how big, they're only 79 cents. They're guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. 75 degrees, partly sunny, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce damaging winds. High today in the low 90s. And some pretty strong wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Chance of rain is 50% all day, but particularly late in the day. Tonight, also 50% chance of rain. Maybe some severe winds. Low tonight in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, totally different story. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low about 58. Then on Saturday, sunny with a high in the low 80s. Saturday night, clear skies, lows in the low 60s. Then on Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy with highs both days in the upper 80s. WCHL News Time, 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. UNC's Board of Governors holds its monthly meeting today and tomorrow to discuss, among other things, the university's budget in the wake of impending cuts at the state level. In addition to the budget and finance of the university system, the board will hold committees on education planning and programs, enrollment management alternatives, and an external review of UNC Coastal and Marine Science. While most of the events are open to the public, committees on tenure, university governance, and the audit of the committee may partially be in closed session. Meetings begin this morning at 9 o'clock at the Spangler Center. Since being elected, North Carolina Democratic Party Chair Pittsboro Mayor Randy Voller has been criticized by establishments within the state party. His detractors in the party point to Mayor Voller's divisive attitude, tax debt he accrued before being elected, and likening budget cuts to rape, which got Voller national attention. But Matt Hughes, chair of the Orange County Democratic Party, says no one, except for those in the state party's headquarters in Raleigh's Goodwin House, can speak to the relationship between Mayor Voller and others in the party.
The Orange County Democrats don't know any more than anybody else in terms of what has been transpiring at the Goodwin House. I think a lot of people believe that there are two sides to every story, and for the most part, we have only heard one side of that story.
With the controversy over the chairman brewing, Hughes says the state's Democratic Party is still working to win elections. All of this is happening against a backdrop of the first time since the late 1800s that the Democrats have controlled neither the governorship nor one of the legislative houses, according to Hughes.
You know, when you're dealing with transitions like this in an organization, I fully expect it to be somewhat awkward as we adjust those changes, but we are adjusting to that, and there's no lack of commitment, hard work, or passion on the part of the North Carolina Democrats.
Nina Schlossberg-Landis, first vice chair of the state Democratic Party, resigned June 10th, that was Monday, saying in her letter that she was very concerned about the direction and practices of the new chairman. That's a quote from Schlossberg-Landis. Mayor Bowler has not yet been available to comment on WCHL on the ongoing party struggles. And Duke Energy Corporation says its electricity subsidiary for Western North Carolina as a deal with the state regulatory division responsible for representing consumers. The power company said yesterday it agreed with the North Carolina Utilities Commission's public staff to take less than half of the rate increase it requested back in February. The settlement would allow Duke Energy Carolinas to raise rates by $205 million each of the first 2 years, increasing to $235 million after the third year. The announcement comes about 2 weeks after regulators approved a 7.5% average increase over 2 years for about 1.3 million customers of the former Progress Energy. The electricity provider for much of eastern North Carolina is a subsidiary of Charlotte-based Duke Energy Corp, the country's largest electricity company. WCHL Newstime, 8:23, 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Ron Suss. We're all excited about baseball around here, and the UNC baseball team held the number one spot in almost all the polls for nearly the entire season until the final couple weeks of the regular season. The ACC tournament saw a couple of games of 14 innings or more, and Carolina made it into the Super Regional with a 13-inning contest against Florida Atlantic. Senior first baseman Cody Stubbs was asked about the College World Series and the pressures involved, and he says after a season like his team has experienced, he's looking forward to it.
I think the hardest part and most nerve-wracking part is just getting there. And once you get there, you know, you just go out and play, enjoy it, and do the best you can. I mean, the hard part is done. Now you just get to go enjoy it and have a chance to win a national championship.
Junior left-handed pitcher Kent Emanuel led the Tar Heels in the mound this season. He struggled in the Super Regional, but he was able to leave the hill in Bosshammer Stadium on a high note when he threw just two pitches to help get Carolina's final two outs of the series against South Carolina. Emmanuel says it's great to be heading back to the College World Series in Omaha.
Feels good, especially, you know, having my sophomore year where we didn't get to go and didn't get to experience it. It's going to be nice to get back out there and play. It's going to be exciting.
North Carolina State didn't have to deal with the weather delays that Carolina did and sat waiting for its opponent after taking down Rice in the Super Regional. However, that game, that deciding game in that series took 18 innings to decide. This will mark the fourth meeting between the Tar Heels and the Wolfpack this season. Stubbs says what a way to start the College World Series against conference foe and rival, the Wolfpack.
We've obviously been confident all year, and I mean, they're a good team, but you know, we are too, and we're excited about it. It's crazy. They're 20 minutes away or whatever, and we're traveling however far away just to play them again. So it's exciting, and it'll be a good game.
UNC head coach Mike Fox says although it's a familiar foe Carolina is opening up with, it's a totally different stage and a different ballgame, no pun intended.
Everything's different when you get to the College World Series. The opponent obviously is your foe, but you're battling against other things out there as well. Just the largeness of it, the media, the scrutiny.
Carolina and NC State meet at 3 p.m. Sunday, and that's Eastern Time in Omaha, Nebraska, at the College World Series. You can hear all of UNC's games in the National Championship Series right here on 97.9 FM WCHL and streaming live online at chapelboro.com. Don't forget, this morning at 9 o'clock, there's a big send-off for the team. At 9 o'clock at Bosshammer Stadium, all the Carolina baseball fans can get out there and send off the Tar Heels with best wishes for their efforts in Omaha. They're going to fly out of RDU, winging their way halfway across the country for the College World Series. Again, that happens at 9 o'clock this morning at Bosshammer Stadium on the UNC campus. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The story of Sideline Dance with Danny Green keeps getting better and better. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Danny Green was one of the most popular players to ever wear Carolina blue, even though a sixth man for most of his career. He only got to start as a senior when Marcus Guignard went down with an injury. And man, did he make the most of it. The Sideline Dancer was a big-time scorer in UNC's whoosh offense and wound up a second-round draft pick of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Green always playing hard for his embattled father, who had spent time in prison while Danny started for the Tar Heels, did not make it in the NBA in his first chance, or his second, or his third. The second time he was cut by the San Antonio Spurs, Coach Greg Popovich told him not to quit and to keep working hard. After stints in the NBA D League and Europe, Green got another shot with the Spurs and has become, well, you saw him Tuesday night in the Spurs' record-breaking blowout of the Heat in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Green hit 7 of 9 threes and is 16 of 23 in the series, including 5 of 5 in Game 2. Green, amazingly, is now listed as the 10th best three-point percentage shooter of all time in the NBA. Granted, Green has not yet passed the test of time, but he has clearly made it in San Antonio and in the league. His story makes you smile as much as his hip-hop dance routine in front of the Carolina bench in years gone by. Green may also win a ring in his second full season in the NBA. The Spurs had the second-best home record during the regular season, and they are now leading the team with the best record, 2-1. And since the NBA has gone to the 2-3-2 format for the finals, two more performances like Tuesday for Green and the team will give them the crown without having to go back to Miami. So are you rooting for the Heat with King LeBron, Duke Shane Battier, and weirdo Birdman Chris Anderson? Wonder what that guy's going to do when his playing career is over. Maybe work in the zoo? Anyway, Green has incorporated his always quick trigger finger into the Spurs' unselfish game plan, working off screens to get free. And now that he has a hot hand, his mates are finding him and fellow sharpshooter Gary Neal. Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili are the old stars on the Riverwalk, and they are moving over for the new kids on the block, Carolina's own Danny Green. What a country. This is our chance to see ya.
And, you know, the cool thing is that whenever Danny Green hits a three, you can go, Danny Green! It'll feel like old times back in the Dean Smith Center. It's 8:29 at WCHL, 29 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Imagine behind the scenes at a typical jewelry store.
Boss, corporate's new ad campaign telling people we have a gazillion diamonds and we're like direct importers sounds great, but what will we do when people actually come in?
Yep. I just got the memo on that today from HQ. First, you badmouth Diamonds Direct. Second, you tell them we are now a direct importer.
Is that true?
Yes. We import direct from New York. Third, after you show them the few diamonds we have, dazzle them with our new technology, the Virtual Vault.
You want me to get them to pick out a diamond without seeing it in real life?
Exactly. We can't really compete with Diamonds Direct's selection of real diamonds, so now we're selling virtual diamonds from our middleman vendors.
Seriously? With virtual markups?
No, the markups are real.
Other jewelry stores are always trying to find ways to compete with Diamonds Direct, but it's not about showroom gimmicks and clever advertising. It's about what counts. Selection, service, quality, and value. And that's where Diamonds Direct wins every time. Real diamonds. Real expertise. Real value. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Carolina Brewery. It's half off, $20 for food and drinks, available till midnight, $10. Beat the heat this summer with delicious food and beer from Carolina Brewery. Enjoy their award-winning burgers and lighter spring and summer menus, all paired with their award-winning beers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning, it's 8:30 at WCHL, bottom of the hour. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too, online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. 75 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny today, 50-50 chance of showers and or thunderstorms this afternoon, probably late, and a big chance of rain tonight as well. And maybe some damaging winds. Our high temperatures today in the low 90s, 50-50 chance of rain. Low tonight in the low 60s. Beautiful weather on the way for tomorrow.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
Turn around and tell your home goodbye and pray it's there when you go home.
That evacuee from Colorado's Black Forest area, keeping her fingers crossed. That wildfire is still stubborn. It's burned up 90-plus homes. More from KCNC-TV's Jim Benneman.
The sheriff pointed out it's a very difficult situation right now because a lot of the homes that were spared yesterday are back in harm's way today.
The fire has now doubled back. Properties that we identified as standing are now engulfed in flames.
Certainly a lot of people now across the county line are very much on standby to evacuate.
I'm Lee Frank. Delivering to firefighters the water they need requires tanker trucks. Fire hydrants are quite rare in this heavily populated forestland area. There is a lot of air support, with more on the way, helicopters dumping buckets of water, and airplanes dropping loads of red-colored slurry mix.
Still, those gusty winds are making any effort at containment difficult. 500 firefighters are working that blaze, and officials don't know how it started. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock here at WCHL. Really starting the heat up now. It's 78 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 92 or 93. Big chance of rain. Lots of moisture in the air. It's going to be a really muggy day with a high up there in the 90s, as I said. Probably our hottest day of the year so far. The ironic thing is that we're going to get some really strong winds late this afternoon and tonight. And that could cause some problems, but tomorrow it's going to be just about perfect, mostly sunny, and the temperature's backing down a little bit high tomorrow in the low 80s. So we look forward to that. Between now and then, keep it on WCHL throughout the day, and we'll have updates on our weather forecast. Minister Robert Campbell, president of the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, says the ongoing Moral Monday protests demonstrate democracy here in North Carolina.
It looked like all those people that were standing out in the rain, all those people that were standing there, letting their voice and be heard, that we want to preserve the integrity of what North Carolina is.
More than 200 different groups were represented in the Moral Monday protest this week. Many of the people representing their individual communities. Campbell says it's important for people to represent their community at these protests, since many people have to work or otherwise have some reason why they can't make it.
The voices are coming together saying, you know, we want to preserve North Carolina.
The Moral Monday protests have continued for 6 weeks, and Reverend Campbell anticipates they'll continue to have these protests until many of the groups are satisfied with the government, and he doesn't know when that will be.
How long shall we fight until righteous and justice thrive like a blossom flower? How long shall we stand as long as there is a need to correct an injustice? So it seems like we'll be there for generations.
The Moral Monday protests present the North Carolina government with an opposition of citizens who stand together against a lot of this new legislation coming out of Raleigh. Minister Campbell and many others say they will continue to protest, demanding change and the preservation of North Carolina. Well, the governor, Pat McCrory, says he's not backing down to the Moral Monday protesters, whose numbers have grown in the thousands. Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County residents included in those demonstrations, and many of those people, political leaders, representatives of the faith community, business people, a cross-section of our local residents who've been willing to get arrested at these protests. McCrory told the Associated Press that, quoting here, outsiders are coming in and they're going to try to do to us what they did to Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin. Reverend William Barber is the North Carolina president of the NAACP. He's been the central figure in this movement against the state general assembly. Barber says he's not relenting, although the governor has denounced his efforts.
The bottom line is we're going to win. It's going to be tough, but right has always won. And the Constitution still stands, and our moral values of doing justice stand. And they have stood over against many tests and many tyrants.
As Reverend Barber spoke to activists who gathered in front of the General Assembly building for a second time this week for the NAACP's Witness Wednesday, he actually laughed at the notion that the protesters are outsiders and not from here in North Carolina. Laurel Ashton works with the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter of the NAACP. She was there for Witness Wednesday.
They're falling back on the tactics of George Wallace in the 1960s. He called Martin Luther King an outside agitator because he came 100 miles from Albany. And now they're just using the same rhetoric, and they're really just digging themselves into a deeper hole.
Witness Wednesday came about to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers, while also continuing their fight against a Republican-led state government. 8 people got arrested yesterday inside the state building, including Durham City Council member Steve Shule. Fellow NAACP member and Chapel Hill civil rights attorney Al McShirley has attended many of these Moral Mondays. He's been watching closely as the protesting has grown from a grassroots effort to what he calls a big statewide movement.
And I have never seen, never in all of that time, as exciting and broad-based and deep-based fusion movement, that is, with black and white and Latino, gay and straight, religious, atheist, all holding hands together and marching together. We never had anything like this in the 60s.
Barber said next week's Moral Monday will focus on environmental issues, and then the following week they will focus on labor rights. Well, here are some of the reasons all these people are protesting. The North Carolina Senate is advancing a tax overhaul that repeals corporate income taxes without a major expansion of sales taxes. The bill that the Senate Finance Committee endorsed yesterday also lowers income tax rates and repeals local sales taxes on food. The chamber's first plan lowered rates on corporations but greatly expanded sales taxes. Critics argue billions in tax cuts will largely benefit the wealthy and force local governments to raise property taxes to recoup lost revenue. The sponsor of the Senate's first tax overhaul proposal said the new plan isn't true reform because it doesn't add more sales taxes for services. Backers of the plan point to analysis that shows the state would become far more attractive to business. The bill is expected to reach the Senate floor today. A bill designed to clear the way for executions to resume here in North Carolina is headed to the governor's desk after receiving final legislative approval. The Senate on Wednesday approved changes made by the House to a bill that repeals the Racial Justice Act. The 2009 law allows convicted murderers to reduce a death sentence to life in prison if they can prove that race played a major role in their cases. Republicans already had weakened the law last year. Opponents argued the law has allowed nearly all 156 death row inmates to appeal their cases regardless of merit and delayed justice. Supporters say past studies and 2012 court decisions have affirmed the legitimacy of the law. McCrory opposed the law in his 2012 campaign for governor. And a measure broadening the places people can carry concealed firearms in North Carolina and repealing a requirement to get a license to buy a handgun has tentatively passed the North Carolina Senate. The Senate gave initial approval to a bill on Wednesday that allows concealed carry permit holders to take or store guns in more places, including college and university campuses. The bill also adds new safeguards and toughens penalties. The state attorney general opposes the repeal of the license requirement. Republicans argue it's a dated law. Democrats argued the bill as a whole goes well beyond popular opinion and will encourage more gun violence. Republicans say the law targets illegal gun use while promoting responsible gun ownership. The bill will likely return for a final vote sometime today. The House will have to approve the Senate's changes. And UNC's Board of Governors holds its monthly meeting today and tomorrow to discuss, among other things, the university's budget in the wake of impending cuts at the state level. In addition to the budget and finance of the university system, the board will hold committees on education planning and programs, enrollment management alternatives, and an external review of UNC Coastal and Marine Science. While most of the events are open to the public, committees on tenure, university governance, and the audit of the committee may partially be held in closed session. Meetings begin this morning at 9 o'clock, just a few minutes from now, at the Spangler Center. Chapel Hill's Festival and Events, celebrating community, creating a vibrant downtown, supporting economic development. See a schedule of events at www.townofchapelhill.org/festivals-and-events. A lot going on. It's 8:40, 20 minutes until 9 o'clock. WCHL, good morning.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
What's up at the Cantina, Margaret?
Summertime means lots of North Carolina produce. The weekend dinner specials feature white sangria with fresh fruit like blueberries and peaches. And as different vegetables come available, we'll be serving customer favorites such as chiles rellenos and gazpacho. You'll see local squash, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, melons, and more on our menu.
You're making my mouth water.
That's the idea, Ron.
Margaret's Cantina. Local, seasonal, fresh.
now serving Summer Supper from 4 to 8 p.m.
Orange County government works hard to meet the various needs of each resident. The active involvement and daily participation of residents is vital and encouraged. More than 25 advisory boards made up of volunteers advise the 7-member Board of County Commissioners on policy development, planning decisions, and the types of county programs offered throughout the year. If you want to get involved in your county government, request an application to serve on an advisory board. Contact Orange County at 919-245-2130.
Hi, my name is Marshall Salam. Along with the Piedmont Health, the Orange Human Relations Commission, and NAACP, the Ministerial Alliance, and other groups, I invite you to attend the 2013 Juneteenth celebration at the Morris Grove Elementary School on June 15th between 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Juneteenth celebrates the ending of slavery for 40 million black slaves in America. When you come, you will learn as well as be entertained. And thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
Good morning. It is now up to 79 degrees in Chapel Hill. Really heating up today. We're going to soar into the 90s. Your full forecast coming up in just a few minutes here. It is 8:42, 18 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Mark Markopoulos is going to tell you why he chose to get arrested.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Mark Markopoulos. I got arrested at a recent Morrow Monday protest with 151 others. The total number is now close to 400. With the collusion of both parties, disease, politics, and corporate corruption have been eating away at our society for a long time. Suddenly, the pace has quickened in North Carolina, and voices of moderation are being willfully steamrolled by a radical agenda that is right out of the playbook of out-of-state heavy hitters like the Koch brothers-funded Americans for Prosperity and the American Legislative Exchange Council, known as ALEC. These efforts are amplified by the Koch brothers' North Carolina ally, the mega-wealthy free spender for ultra-conservative causes, Art Polk, now ensconced as the state's budget director. In the last election, Polk spent $2.2 million on 22 state legislative candidates, winning 18 of them. This current crop of self-serving representatives has unleashed an avalanche of bills that will result in the least among us being denied the basic necessities that good neighbors and strong communities have always provided for one another. Food when they are hungry, care when they are sick, quality education for our kids, and a little money to tide them over a tough time. All while screwing around with voting laws to make it more difficult for us to unseat them. Add to that cuts in mental health care that will cost more in social services, police protection, and prisons. They are fast-tracking fracking and offshore drilling while spitefully attacking the healthy growth of renewables and energy efficiency. It's hard to imagine the nightmarish yet realistic possibility of losing the Outer Banks to an oil spill, especially when we don't really need that oil. What we are witnessing is the behavior of mentally ill people. By that I mean, if all of us were to follow the same philosophy in our daily life, society would disintegrate. To borrow a mannerly self-editing form of expression from Roy Williams, it's freaking crazy. All the folks that got arrested at the first three Moral Mondays, many of them friends, were inspiring. I realized that my arrest would serve to lessen the possibilities that they would receive strong penalties. So in addition to the pulling of my conscience, I also got arrested out of respect for them. For those of you considering attending a Moral Monday, I want you to know that it is a uniquely fulfilling and emotional experience. To be in a crowd of people expressing our higher nature to care about all people in the natural world awakens a part of us that is dormant too often. A part of us that the mercenaries in the legislature and their puppet masters fear because they have so little understanding of that suppressed part of themselves. This is Mark Markopoulos.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL.
This traffic report is brought to you by your friends at Southern Season, where you can shop today for all of Dad's favorites just in time for Father's Day. Southern Season's legendary barbecue, beer, and baskets. That's what he really wants at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or go online, southernseason.com. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL. Once again, we will check in with Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Everyone getting to work or wherever they're going smoothly this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. We ask you always do that safely. And again, a reminder, if you see anything today regarding weather as well, you can give us a call at that number, 967-8363. Trees down, power lines, any kind of hazardous roadways as far as puddles and things like that, major weather, anything like that, you can let us know.
Well, Rand, I know it's been a really busy day back in the newsroom, as always. Thank you for all the hard work you've been doing all morning.
Glad to do it. Thank you.
I guess I will see you at the Sweet Carolina Concert Series.
You know it.
Tonight, University of Auburn. Sylvia.
The missus and I will be there.
Yeah, it's good to say that, isn't it? Randy, folks.
That's right.
And we have, weather permitting. We'll keep a very close eye on the weather. But as you know from last week, they will try their best to have it if they possibly can.
Sure will.
So that's the Sweet Carolina Concert Series, parking lot, University Mall. I will see you there, and really looking forward to it.
It'll be fun.
Thanks much, buddy. And now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather is brought to you this morning by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill Carborough and surrounding communities for 30 years now. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. Find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. All right, it is 80 degrees in Chapel Hill. Yeah, we hit it for the first time. It's still 79 in Carborough, where it's always a little cooler. 80 degrees in Hillsboro this morning as well. Partly sunny, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon hours. Some thunderstorms could produce some damaging winds as well. Really strong gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Our high temperature today climbing into the low 90s. About 93 should be our high. And the chance of rain is 50%. Now that extends into tonight's forecast as well. 50-50 chance for showers and or thunderstorms and maybe some strong winds. Lows tonight down around 62. Tomorrow, a complete turnaround. Mostly sunny tomorrow with high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night mostly clear with a low around 58. Then on Saturday, sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. Clear Saturday night with lows in the low 60s. And then on Sunday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with the highs in the upper 80s. 8:50. 10 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Good morning.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Have you noticed ads recently from other jewelry stores trying to sound like Diamonds Direct? Promoting a huge selection of diamonds straight from the cutters, huge buying power, and designer engagement rings. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, I suppose. But listen, it's not about the ads. It's about what happens in the store. And the truth is, nobody can compete with Diamonds Direct. The diamond selection is up to 20 times what you find elsewhere. And the diamonds are not on a computer screen. They're real, right in front of you, as many as you like, so you can buy smart. And while others promise to match prices, Diamonds Direct guarantees to beat anybody's price, not just here, but anywhere in America on a comparable diamond. And let me assure you, nobody can come close to Diamonds Direct in world connections, expert guidance, diamond education, product warranties, and customer guarantees. Yeah, the ads may be similar, but the experience is still worlds apart. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
Good morning, it is 8:52, 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WCHL. Don't know about you, but we are all excited about Carolina being in the College World Series out in Omaha, Nebraska, starting this weekend. UNC baseball team was the number one, they held the number one spot in almost all the polls for nearly the entire season. Until the final couple of weeks, ran through some rough spots. The regular season got a little tough. The ACC tournament saw a couple of games of 14 innings or more, and Carolina made it into the Super Regional with a 13-inning contest against Florida Atlantic. And then, of course, the Super Regional was very tough against South Carolina. Senior first baseman Cody Stubbs was asked yesterday, what's a College World Series after a season like his team has experienced?
I think the hardest part and most nerve-wracking part is just getting there. And once you get there, you know, you just go out and play. Enjoy it and do the best you can. I mean, the hard part is done. Now you just get to go enjoy and have a chance to win a national championship.
Junior left-handed pitcher Kent Emmanuel has been considered the Tar Heel ace. He led the Tar Heels on the mound this season. He struggled a bit in the Super Regional, but was able to leave the hill in Bochimer Stadium on a high note. He threw just two pitches to end the game and helped get Carolina's final two outs of the series. Emmanuel says it's great to be heading back to the College World Series in Omaha.
Feels good, especially, you know, having my sophomore year where we didn't get to go and didn't get to experience it. It's going to be nice to get back out there and play. It's going to be exciting.
Carolina's going there for the sixth time in the last eight seasons. North Carolina State now sat waiting for its opponent after taking down Rice in the Super Regionals. They had to go 18 innings for that, but they had to sit and wait a couple of days to find out who their opponent was going to be, either North Carolina or South Carolina. Finally, Carolina nailed it down on Tuesday night. This will mark the fourth meeting between the Tar Heels and the Wolfpack. Stubbs says, what a way to start the College World Series against your conference foe and rival, NC State.
We've obviously been confident all year, and I mean, they're a good team, but you know, we are too, and we're excited about it. It's crazy. They're 20 minutes away or whatever, and we're traveling however far away just to play them again. So it's exciting, and it'll be a good game.
UNC head coach Mike Fox has made appearances in the College World Series almost an annual event. He says, yeah, it's a familiar foe, but this is a different stage altogether.
Everything's different when you get to the College World Series. The opponent obviously is your foe, but you're battling against other things out there as well. Just the largeness of it, the media, the scrutiny.
Carolina coach Mike Fox, Carolina and North Carolina State will meet at 3 p.m. Eastern Time in Omaha, Nebraska on Sunday at the College World Series. You can hear every time Carolina plays, you can hear it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and also streaming live on our website at chapelboro.com. If you're a big Tar Heel fan, you might want to hurry and get to Bochimer Stadium because there's a big send-off for the team in 5 minutes at 9 o'clock. Go Heels. Switching gears altogether. You remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? If you do, call me right now. Tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it correctly. If you can do all that, you can do it before anyone else. You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Anu Kumar is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She's the Executive Vice President for Development, Communications, and Community Access at IPASS.
IPASS, which is based right here in Chapel Hill, is a global organization that works exclusively on promoting women's reproductive health and rights, especially the right to safe abortion care, reducing the number of women who are dying and suffering due to unsafe abortions.
Why is it so important for you to do this?
You know, it's fundamental for women's advancement and really the advancement of communities and nations that women are able to control their fertilities. By being able to control our reproductive destinies, women can determine their futures, our families, and really the health of a community and a nation. For me, it's absolutely critical that women have this ability to choose when, if, to have children or not, to really be able to make those choices and those decisions autonomously. So I actually see it as a fundamental building block to democracy, to development, and to a whole host of other bigger ideals.
Dr. Kumar is excited to go to work every day.
You know, IPASS is making a real difference in women's lives. I'm really proud to be associated with it. Just in the last 5 years alone, we've trained over 40,000 health workers around the world on safe abortion care. And in 1 year, more than 200,000 women have received safe services in IPASS-supported facilities. So for me, it's the ability to make a really tangible difference in women's lives.
IPASS started right here in Chapel Hill in 1973. And this year, IPASS is celebrating its 40th anniversary.
Yeah, it is our 40th year. And we have been steadfast and unwavering in our commitment to our mission. So we are celebrating by having several events around the world since we are a global organization. We had an event in Nairobi in April, which was widely attended by partners and our supporters there. I had the ability to attend that event and found it really exciting. We're having an event in Chapel Hill this week, bringing in one of our keynote speakers, which will be Willie Parker, who is a physician that provides abortion services in Mississippi. And then we'll also be having an event in India in the fall, which is where I'm from. And so it's going to be exciting to see the work that we have done in each of these countries to really advance women's reproductive health and rights.
Now, if someone wants to find out more about the 40th anniversary celebration or about IPASS in general,
visit our website, ipass.org. We have a wealth of information there available on a range of issues, and I hope people will take the time to see what's happening by this small but growing organization right here in our backyard.
Dr. Anu Kumar, working hard with IPASS in Chapel Hill for the last 11 years. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Aaron Murphy of Chapel Hill for calling in with the word of the day. Spurious, S-P-U-R-I-O-U-S. It means false or fake. Not genuine, and he gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much. Wayne will have another word for you tomorrow morning.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Carolina Brewery. It's half off, $20 for food and drinks, available till midnight for $10. Beat the heat this summer with delicious food and beer from Carolina Brewery. Enjoy their award-winning burgers and lighter spring and summer menus, all paired with their award-winning beers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship.